Okay, so let's get started with the first sugya I wanted to talk about in Arvei Psachim. So we're going to do the sugya of Tosefta Shabbos. Now, this doesn't really come up in the Gemara exactly, but it comes up in one of the opening Tosfos. Let's take a look again in the Mishnah, Arvei Psachim, right? So it's just one of those interesting phenomena, nothing to do with anything, that the Perek is called Arvei Psachim and the Mishnah starts off Arvei Psachim. So it just happens to be. Arvei Psachim Samach Lamincha, just make sure that Makoros go around. Lo Yochal Adam Achetechshach, person is not allowed to eat until it gets dark, meaning until Pesach begins. Afilu Ani Shev Yisrael Lo Yochal Achiyesev. And even a poor Jew should not eat until he first reclines. Below Yivchusulo Me'arba Kosos Shel Yayin. And he shouldn't have less than Dalit Kosos Afilu Minatam. Even if he has to take from the communal tzedakah in terms of eating, he still has to get enough money to buy dalid kosos, or he should at least take enough wine for dalid kosos. So here, it's important dosos also, but it's not what I. So what was I looking for? Ad shetechshach. Sorry, ad shetechshach. It's halfway down the amud, right? Makshina namai itzterich ad shetechshach pshita. Why do I need to wait till it gets dark? It's obvious. Ve'od the b'gemara gabe shabbosos v'yamim tovim lo katani le. And it's furthermore, we don't find this in general idea that you have to wait until it gets dark outside by regular Shabbos and Yantif. So he quotes the Rimi Korbil, the Gabe Matzah Davka Bo'inan Ad Shetechshach. We need Ad Shetechshach in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Kiditanya B'Tosefta, as we learned in the Tosefta. Regarding the Korban Pesach, it says you have to eat the meat of the Pesach on this night. Umatzomara is kishula Pesach, and matzomara compared to the Korban Pesach, and therefore you have to fulfill the matzah balayla hazes. There's a special gzeiras hakasuv when it comes to achilas matzah that it has to be eaten at night. Aval suudas Shabbos v'yamim tovim matzi achelu mibod yom. However, if it's just a regular Shabbos or a regular Yontif, you can eat the meal mibod yom, meaning while it's still Friday afternoon. You can have, I don't know how many of you have been waiting until Tzeisach Kochavim these past few weeks, right, to start your Shabbos and eat your Seudas Shabbos. I know I haven't, right? So I don't want to sit down to the Friday night meal at 9:30 at night. So we've been starting Mibod Yom. And that's what this Tosus is talking about. Right? And he quotes the Gemara in Brachos Mispal Adam Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. V'omer Kiddush Hayom Mibod Yom. You can not only daven early on Friday, but you can also say Kiddush before actually the sun goes down. Okay, so this is the opening discussion that Tosfos has regarding when you can eat the matzah versus when you can eat a suda of Shabbos on a normal time. So just by a show of hands, is there anyone here who never makes early Shabbos? I once had one Talmud who never in his life made early Shabbos because his father is a hardcore Rambam, and as we'll see, it's questionable in terms of in the sheet of the Rambam whether you're allowed to even make early Shabbos. But okay, so here Tosfos is raising the issue b'shem the Rimi Korbil that one is certainly normally allowed to make early Shabbos, early Yontif, and they can say Kiddush, and they can eat the meal, no problem. But on the Leil HaSeder is a special Gzeiras HaKasuv, which starts from V'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh, supposed to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach. Right, guys, remember, when did they bring the Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach was brought when? During the day, in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, that's when the Shechita of the Korban Pesach was done, and the Zrikas Adam was done. And then, if it was a weekday, you could roast the Korban Pesach even before Pesach starts. And then you just have to eat a kizayis of the Korban Pesach on the Seder night. Once the sun goes down, that's a gzeiras hakasuv. It has to dafka be at night. Can't make early yontif and then eat the Korban Pesach before the sun actually goes down. So too, based on a hekesh, you can't eat the matzah and the maror before the sun goes down on the Seder night. Are we clear so far? Okay, so based on this, I wanted to get into a discussion of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif. First of all, as we'll see, that not everyone agrees to this sheet of the Rimi Korbil. Everyone seems to agree when it comes to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, you have to wait until it's nighttime, right? Anybody know a chumrah that we do nowadays based on this idea, which is a bigger extension of that? Right, we don't make early Pesach, because what would be the reason for that? Nah, listen, you could have a really fast Seder, even if you make early Pesach. I guess maybe if you made it punked at Plag, you know, and then you started your Seder like 5 minutes after Plag, you could actually manage to eat the matzah before Tzeisa Kochav. But Pashto says that even if you're just reading the Maxwell House Haggadah, you're still gonna make it till after, it's still gonna be after Plag, after Tzeisa Kochav by the time you get to the matzah. No. That's based on the reason why when you finish the Korban Pesach. So according to the Shita of it's Machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I always mix the two up, but I think it's not just me. The Gemara has two Gersas that mixes the two up also. So, but I think it's accepted as the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you finish the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, and the Shita of Rabbi Kiva that it can go the whole night. So lechatchila we try to finish. That you should eat the matzah before chatzos? In Achinami, we try to eat the matzah before chatzos. Oh, that's what you were saying? I didn't understand what you meant. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, so we try to eat the matzah before chatzos. There's a lot to talk about there, but that's... L'chadchila, we definitely try to... The Ramah even paskin is supposed to try to finish challah before chatzos, because the challah is linked to the Karban Pesach as well. Okay. That's... some people can pull it off, some people can't. Okay. So no, we halacha lemaisa on Pesach, we actually try to drink the first kos after Tzeisach Kochavim. We try to midrabbanan. Obviously, it's not a hekesh min haTorah because the mitzvah of dalet kosos is midrabbanan. But we try to drink the first of the four kosos after Tzeisach Kochavim. We want to do all of the mitzvos halayla after Tzeisach Kochavim. We don't want to do anything during this Man Tosefes. So that is that's the chumrah that we have nowadays, that we don't even make Kiddush until Tzeisach Kochavim. That's why you'll find often that in Pesach time, the rabbi will darshan in between Mincha and Maariv of Erev Pesach, so as to delay people enough that by the time they get home already, then it's going to be, by the time you set up and everything's ready to go, it'll be past Tzeisach Kochavim when you make Kiddush. Question? Okay, fine. So let's talk a little bit about this inyan of Tosefes Shabbos. So take a look on the... I want to go through... I'm not going to go through all of them in totality, but I would ask you, if you can, I gave you three Gemaras here with the Rashis. It's always better to see them out of a real Gemara, but if you get a chance to look at the real Gemaras, that's better. But in terms of what is the source of Tosefes Shabbos? So... That which is mefurish in the Torah is not actually Tosefes Shabbos, but it's what? Well, it's called Tosefes Inui. Tosefes Inui, or what we call Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So if you take a look at the first source, I gave you the Gemara's backwards. It's Pei Aleph Amid Beis and Yuma, and then we'll go back to Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. So L'chidetanya, V'inisim es nafshosechem etishol l'chodesh. So... You're supposed to afflict yourself. That's what Rabbi Horn was talking about yesterday. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. There is a positive mitzvah, which we call an Isser Aseh, to afflict yourself on Tisha L'Chodesh. And therefore, based on that, we understood that if you eat a Koseva Sagasa, that constitutes a Yishev Adas. It's not a Maisa Achila in the classic sense. It's a Maisa that's Miyashev your Das. It makes you feel a little bit better, and you're not in a state of Inui anymore. That's how we generally understand it. So, So it says on the ninth day, for those who are keeping score at home, what day of Tishrei is Yom HaKippurim? The tenth. So why does it say you're supposed to fast on the ninth? Yachol Yaslo Bisana Betisha. I might think you're supposed to fast on the night. Talmud Lomar Ba'erev, at night. Iba Erev Yachol Mishatechsha. Maybe you have to wait till it actually gets dark. Say Sakochav. Talmud Lomar Betisha. But then it says the night. So Ha Ketzad. Maslo Misane Mibod Yom. You're supposed to begin fasting while it is still daytime. Mikan Shemosifin Michol Ala Kodesh. And from here we learn that you can add the Kedusha of the day onto the weekday. So this is the source. The fact that it says you're supposed to fast on the 9th of Tishrei, even though we know that Yom Kippur is on the 10th, but then it says Miba Erev, right? So therefore, it's hinting to the idea that you're supposed to add from the 10th backwards onto the 9th, which, you know, we live in linear time, so we start on the 9th, and we begin Yom Kippur on the 9th before the 10th actually sets in, sometime close to the beginning of the 10th. V'ainli el v'knisaso, and I only learn that this is when it starts. V'yitziyasu minayin, how do I know that we also do this when it's on the ending? We add on a little bit to the end of Yom Kippur. Talmud lomar me'erev ad erev. Right? It says, Pasuk says, me'erev ad erev, tishbisu shabbatechem. So you're supposed to keep this Shabbos, right? Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbason. So you're supposed to keep this Shabbos, me'erev ad erev. Right? So in other words, the end erev should be similar to the beginning erev where you're adding on a little bit. Mainly ela Yom HaKippur. This is the key line for us. I only know that it applies to Yom Kippur, right? So then the question is, Shabbosos, they gave you all the weird gears and changes here. Shabbosos minayin, how do I know that this applies to Shabbos as well? Talmud lomar tishbisu, right? And Eimli ela Shabbosos, yomim tov minayin, how do I know it applies to Yom Kippur as well? Talmud lomar shabbatchem. Ha-ketzad, kol makom shenem ha-shavus, mosifin mechol ala kodesh. Right? So any time where it says a lashon of Shabbos that you're supposed to rest, you always add on to the Kedusha of the day. So you take from the Kedusha of Shabbos, you take from the Kedusha of Yantiv and the Kedusha of Yom HaKippurim, and you add that on to the weekday. Seemingly the Pashut Pshat in this Gemara is both at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. You're supposed to add on something. Should be some type of Tosefes. And it all seems to be Mida Oraisa, right? We're quoting Psukim here. We're saying that Minisim es nafsho seichem Mitisha lachodesh Miba Erev. So we're saying that you should add on the 9th day in the evening, so meaning before Yom Kippur actually starts, should start observing the fast. And then on Shabbos also it says Me'erev ad Erev Tishbisu Shabbatchem, that you should fulfill this as well on Shabbos and Yantiv. So it sounds from the simple reading of this Gemara that Tosefes Inui, which carries over, obviously we don't fast Shabbos and Yantif, but Tosefes to the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yantif begins on Erev Shabbos, and it ends on Motzai Shabbos, both before and after the actual day of Shabbos begins and ends. So far so good? Okay. Then the Gemara just ended off with the famous other drasha that's a little more fun, which is that it's another way of learning the Tisha L'Chodesh, that if you eat a lot on Erev Yom Kippur, then it's considered as if you fasted Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, right? So that's the other, you could finish off the Gemara over there. And then the Gemara, an Amud earlier, specifically points out that you don't get kares for violating the Isser of Malacha, and you don't get kares for violating the Isser of Inui if you eat during Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Okay, you get a chance to go through it, if you can, go through it on your own, that this mitzvah of Tosefes Inui is not subject to the Isser of, to the punishment of kares. Okay, so it has its own din, but it's not 100% Yom Kippur, for the sake that if you eat on Yom Kippur proper, you get karis. If you do malach on Yom Kippur proper, you get karis. If you eat during Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, you do not get karis. So it's a little bit different in that sense. So this is already the beginnings of the understanding that maybe Tosefes is not the same as the Etzem Hayom. Is this clear? So on one hand, seems like there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Tosefes. On the other hand, it seems that also on a d'oraisa level, that Tosefes is a little bit different than the actual day itself. One more Gemara. This one, I'm going to skip most of it also, although it's very kedai to see it. This is the famous Mishnah/Gemara of clapping, dancing on Yontif, right? So specifically here, the Mishnah comes up at the very end of Maseches Beitza, right? Beitza is all about Hilchas Yontif. So the Mishnah comes up at the end of Maseches Beitza, but it gets quoted on Daf Lamed here. So Amar Le Rava Bar Rav Chanan Labai Tanan Im Metavchen Im Sakim Im Raktin. As he goes through, you're not allowed to clap. You're not allowed to do the square dancing thing on your thigh, and you're not allowed to you're not allowed to dance. Right? So he says V'ha'idna the Kachazinon the Avdin Hachi Lo Amin Aluv Lo Midi. Nowadays, we see people do it, and we don't say anything, right? So just pashtus, by the way, just for our own sake, that's why I don't know if you've ever seen it. You see some people on Shabbos and Yontif, when they'll clap with a strange shinui, right? So as to not violate it. There's a Tosfos over by the Mishnah that has a tremendous chiddush, which says that nowadays we don't observe this isser. So it's kedai to check it out. It's a very difficult Tosfos to understand. However, Halacha Lemaisa, the Ramah does quote it, and the Shemir Shabbos Gilchus, I think, points out that B'makom Mitzvah, we rely on the Shitas HaTosfos, that it is permissible to clap on Yontif. There are other heterim that people give in terms of they say that if you dance nowadays, it's not real dancing. There's a comment in the Yerushalmi that says that if you're not jumping enough while you dance, that both feet don't leave the ground at the same time, that's not called dancing, right? So the Yerushalmi was already aware that what we do is not called dancing. But I think Rabbi Simon phrases it, I could be wrong, the way Rabbi Simon phrased it was that Rav Schechter holds it's permissible to do the yeshiva shuffle on Shabbos. If you like do the whole, one foot, then that wouldn't even be considered dancing on Shabbos. But nevertheless, there is room to be makel as well. There's room to be machmer. It's a Mishnah. There's room to be makel. It's a Shver Tosos. But nevertheless, there's definitely a b'makom mitzvah. The Shemir Shabbos Kehilchos is makel as well. So why did I bring this up here? Because at the end of this discussion, so here they bring up the idea of mutav shiu shogig in valyume zidin. Let people violate this b'shogig and don't say anything. The better they be b'shogig than b'mezid. I don't know why, it's a line in the Rush in Parakira. So I was thinking that this is sort of the idea also, the Rush. Right, when they're discussing, you guys ever learn the halachas of Shihiyah Chazar and things like that? So there's this, all right, whatever. So just cut out what the actual content is, and just the line at the end is that there are two major opinions in Tanoim about how lenient you can be with matters of heating up food and having food remain hot from Erev Shabbos. And the Rush, Paskin's like the Makel opinion, and one of the reasons he gives is that he says, Yisrael adukin b'mitzvos oneg Shabbos. Right there, adukin. It's a lashon of shnayim adukin betalis in Bav Metzia. That the Bnei Yisrael they grab on with two hands to the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. So I always thought that was similar over here as well. When we say that the Yisrael adukin b'mitzvah simchas yontif, they're adukin b'mitzvah oneg Shabbos. That is, you have to find a kula for people to observe more oneg Shabbos, more simchas yontif. So to tell people they can't clap and they can't bang on the table, it's very very hard. So we toface the shita of Tosos, even though it's a difficult shita to explain. Okay. Anyway, so here at the end they say, well, does the concept of mutav shiu shogig in valyu mezidin, does that apply to deraisas or just derabbanans? So why would it apply to deraisas versus derabbanans? Great question. Some great answers. But for now, let's just leave the Gemara as it is. So the Gemara says, nah, it even applies to Doraisa. And that's the part that I underline. And they say, why da Tosefes Yom HaKippurim Doraisa? Because Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is Doraisa. V'achu b'shasu ad shechashecha. And people continue eating, pumped right until Tzeisah Kochavim. People eat, or Bein HaShmashas, whatever you want to say. People eat right until the end. And the rabbi, you know, the rabbi speaks Kol Nidre night. I don't know if the times of the Gemara, the rabbi spoke Kol Nidre night, but I'm only a rabbi Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, so that's my whole shteller. I always speak very long Kol Nidre night because everybody just had a big meal and everybody's a little tired. It's a little, you know, it's pretty late in the day, so everybody needs a good nap. So whoever wants to listen can listen. And what am I going to speak 5 minutes and then all the people who just fell asleep 3 minutes in have to wake up? It's not nice. So you speak a long time. People could get a decent rest and then they could say slichos. You know, after marav, you got down marav, say slichos. You could say bislava. So you can, you know, you have a nice nap under your belt. Okay. But nobody ever darshaned. No rabbi ever got up there and darshaned. By the way, while you're saying you're al chaitz, you know, you should add another al-chayt for the fact that you didn't keep Tosefes Inui. Right? That'll get you shteller year-round, if you say that. But you don't get up there and say that you just violated the Isser, or you violated the mitzvah saseh of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim by eating right up until this man. You didn't. You should have stopped eating 5 minutes before this man to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. And now you have something else that you need a kapara for. So nobody, I don't think I've ever heard that drasha before. So why not? Because mutar shiyu shogim v'ayu mezidim. Not everybody knows about Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, and therefore let it be. Don't make such a big deal about it. Mutar shiyu shogim. But what we see from this Gemara is that Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is listed as the Oraisa, and it doesn't say anything about Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif. So on one hand, you could suggest what? What would you suggest? Why doesn't this Gemara bring up the idea of Tosefes Shabbos Yom Kippur? So you need to make a decision. You need to make a decision. You're either going to move closer or you're going to talk louder.
Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Kippur are well known. People know about them. Therefore, this Gemara will not apply.
Oh, so one answer is, you can't say Mutar Shiyu Shogim when everybody knows about Tosefes Shabbos. Everybody makes early Shabbos in the summertime. So how could you tell? You could tell people, you got to add on to the Shabbos. You're going to let people do Malacha right up until Shabbos begins. They know about Tosefes Shabbos. That's one easy answer. What's another possibility? Maybe they're not Doraisa. Right? Maybe they're not Doraisa. The Gemara was pretty clear that it's part of the same exact pasuk. Okay, so I have to work on that. So I have to go pretty soon. Let me just get you started a little bit on the Rishonim here. And if you get a chance, definitely want you to look in the Gemara and Arvei Pesachim and go further in the Gemara. But if you get a chance over the course of the day, I think you guys have a little extra free time this morning. I don't know what they have on tap for you. If you get a chance to go through the Makoros, that would be fantastic. So just in terms of the basic Rishonim, so we're going to have a number of different shitos. So we have, for example, if you look in source number 7, I just gave you one little underline there, the shita of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah was one of the two big, Ramban had, I'm sure, many, many Talmidim. The two biggest Talmidim of the Ramban were the Ra'ah and the Rashba, right? Probably the biggest was the Rashba and the second biggest was the Ra'ah. When the Ritva, who was a student of both the Ra'ah and the Rashba, refers to his Rabbeim, he could be referring to either or. So when he says, I heard from my Rebbe, so he might be referring to the Ra'ah, he might be referring to the Rashba. Okay, so the Ra'ah, in his Chidushim on Maseches Brachos, he is commenting on the Gemara in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Brachos that says, Rab Soli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, and he was Mekadesh Al HaKos. Not only did Rab daven early on Erev Shabbos, but he even made Kiddush. So commenting on that, the Ra'ah says, U'bevadai Tosefes Mechol Al HaKodesh Midaraisahu. And certainly Tosefes Shabbos is Mide Oraisa, right? Okay, and just the flip side of that, so you have in the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah is from a separate school than the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah, again, was from the Ramban's Beis Medrash, known as the Beis Medrash HaSfaradi, right? Sfaradi there mean not meaning like what we say nowadays, a Dota Mizrach. Sfaradi back then meant like actual Sfarad, actual Spain, right? So he was from the Chachme Sfarad. And here you have the Or Zeruah, who was from the tradition of the Balei HaTosfos. Okay, so you have the Or Zeruah, I'm quoting the Ri Mikorbil. We had the Ri Mikorbil in our Tosfos as well, discussing the issue of Tosefes. And here we have the Ri Mikorbil being quoted, right here he said, Ri Mikorbil HaKadosh Zatzal, right, the Hoil Shetosefes Shabbos V'yamim Tovim Lefneim Derabbanan, right, he says, Tosefes Shabbos before Shabbos is Midirabbanan. So he starts off by saying, Tosefes Shabbos is Midirabbanan. And then he says, how could he have made Kiddush on Erev Shabbos and been Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush? Similarly, we have this from Rabbeinu Tam. I underlined that one line in the Mordechai. It's in the Mordechai source number 9. Kvar pirish Rabbeinu Tam, delo nafka lan mehai kra, velo midichziv tish besu shabbatchem, ela dafka la acharehu. So this seems to be what he's referring to in the Ri Mikorbil as well. He learns from his Rabbi Rabbeinu Tam that, no, it's not that the whole idea of Tosefes Shabbos is midirabbanan. Rather, it's that Tosefes Shabbos before Shabbos is midirabbanan. Tosefes Shabbos after Shabbos is midoraisa. How on earth would that work? So you have the pasuk that we were working with is the nisim es nashoseichem betishol achodesh, right? And then at the end of the pasuk it says may erev ad erev tishvesu shabbatchem. So the way Rabbeinu Tam seems to be learning the Gemara is that the Tosefes Inoy before Yom Kippur, that's only for Yom Kippur. Where did we include Shabbos and Yontif? May Erev Ad Erev Tishbisu Shabbatchem. So where does the Tishbisu Shabbatchem come in? May Erev Ad Erev. The second Erev was teaching me Tosefes Yom HaKippurim at the end of Yom Kippur. And therefore the Tishbisu Shabbatchem only applies to after Yom Kippur, not before Yom Kippur. So there's no source midaraisa to teach us that you're supposed to do Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif before Shabbos and Yontif. But there is a source midaraisa to teach us you're supposed to do Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif after Shabbos and Yontif is over. Problem is, that doesn't fit well with the Gemara of Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos that he was Mekadesh Ala Kos. So they're going to have to figure out, how is it possible that he made Kiddush al HaKos? Similarly, the Ri Mikorbil in our Gemara takes it as a Davar Pashut. Sure, you can make Kiddush and eat the Suda and all those things on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, no problem. Why? Everything's been the Rabbanan. Kiddush is the Rabbanan. No way, right? Marna Arvei Pesach. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, last time I checked, was not only Doraisa, it's even in the Ten Commandments. Okay, so we're going to have to work on this Be'ezras Hashem going forward. If you get a chance to see this, my daughter's calling me already. She's going to be late to her camp. So I got to drive to take her to camp. So I apologize for leaving early this morning. Be'ezras Hashem, everything will be as normal as we can have it going forward. But everybody should have a great day.